You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Dave Crooks and Brad Wallace back at Terre Haute North High School tonight as the Northview Knights get ready to take on the host Patriots. Terre Haute North has a record of 7 wins and 6 losses. The Knights are 9 wins and 5 losses. Recapping the season, Terre Haute North opened up the year with a loss against Mooresville. They beat Evansville Central. They lost to Bedford North Lawrence and Edgewood. They beat West Vigo. They lost to Bloomington South. They beat Edgewood, South Vermilion, Sullivan, and Linton to claim the Wabash Valley Classic. They've lost to Plainfield only by 3 points, a team that we lost last weekend by about 8, I think. And then Columbus North, they lost to by 40 back on January 10th. And then they beat Terre Haute South, which you could call it a successful season, I guess, for North whenever you beat South, right?
Yeah, that's right. You got to beat South, and you got to beat West Vigo to call it a good season.
Northview, meantime, lost the opener to Sullivan, won 3 in a row against West Vigo, Vincennes, Lincoln, and North Putnam before losing to Bloomington North. They beat Park Heritage in the Classic, lost to Sullivan in the Classic, then beat South Vermilion and Casey Westfield in the Classic. They beat Cloverdale. They've lost to Greencastle. They beat Owen Valley and South Putnam before losing by 9 last Saturday against Plainfield at home. So that's a quick recap of both teams' seasons today. Meantime, tonight there's a few other games in the area. Hudsonville Palestine is at Duggar. North Central is at North Knox. South Putnam is at Cascade. And White River Valley is at Washington Catholic. So that's a look at some of the other games in the area. Tonight, it's Northview taking on Terre Haute North. These uniforms for Terre Haute North are a little different. I guess they're
Indiana National Guard. Yeah,
so they've got sponsorship.
Travel. Yeah, they travel around the guard. They do it for football, too. They bring the uniforms, and they do a tribute to the guard.
So it's not every game, just on select games.
Yeah, just the select game, one a year for each school.
Okay, so I see a little bit of combination of camouflage and go guard on the back of those jerseys. So that's kind of a unique look as Terre Haute North and Northview continue to warm up. We're just a few minutes away from the starting lineups and the tip-off. We'll come back with more at Terre Haute North after this one-minute break on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Terre Haute North High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Bradley Wallace as we get set for high school basketball tonight. It's Northview on the road at Terre Haute North. The Patriots are 7 wins and 6 losses on the season. Northview, meantime, 9 wins and 5 losses. Boy, don't want to jinx the team, but boy, if they could pull off a win tonight, that would mean a lot to this Northview program, no doubt about it.
Oh yeah, you know, and it's very possible we could win this and then beat Terre Haute South. And I think somebody said earlier it'd be the first time since 1991 that Northview would have swept the Vigo County Schools.
Wow!
So you know, we beat West Vigo. This is a second chance right here, and knock off the Patriots. And don't want to look too far ahead to South, but you know, Dave, we were just talking about the schedule. No basketball Friday or Saturday for the Knights. They get a long stretch here going into WIC. The next game isn't until the 31st, which is a week from Friday.
And we will have radio coverage Friday night, but it'll be the Western Indiana Conference girls crossover game where Northview will get a chance to play Cloverdale again. They let that game get away last night and lost to the Clovers, so they've got a chance to win the game that will matter for the actual placing in the standings.
Yeah, fifth or sixth? No, ninth and tenth.
Yeah.
Ninth and tenth for them, fifth and sixth for the boys next Friday, week from Friday.
So,
but it'd be a, well, you know, it'd be a good break here for the boys to get a chance to get back in and get some practice in, because they've been beat up with Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday games. So, and then you get a long break because of the Cascade schedule. They did have Cascade was scheduled for this Saturday, but there was something about a contract deal and it was dropped from the schedule completely. So if you look, when you log into John Harrell to look at standing stuff, there's always a red number one by Northview. That's because we're short one game for the season. We should play 24 games and we're only going to get 23 this year.
I'll be darned. I did not realize that. Well, both teams are ready for the starting lineups and the national anthem, so we'll do the same, and we're glad to have you tuned in tonight on WAMB. Go to our Facebook page at Timeless Classics WAMB and give us a like and let us know that you're tuned in. We would definitely appreciate that.
For tonight's boys basketball game between the Northview Knights and your Terre Haute North Patriots, we would like to extend a special welcome to our visitors from Northview, their principal, Mr. Chris Mock, and athletic director, Mr. Scott Buell. It is the intent of the Vigo County School Corporation and its high schools to conduct all athletic events within the framework of good sportsmanship. Sportsmanship is defined as the creation of an atmosphere of courtesy and fair play towards the officials, contestants, and spectators at all such activities. Abusive language or disorderly conduct is unacceptable and not welcome at IHSAA events. Please help make this contest one we can all be proud of by promoting your team in a positive manner. Your cooperation is appreciated. At this time, will you please rise for our national anthem? We ask that you please pay proper respect to our flag and those who have perished defending our flag by being quiet, standing at attention, and removing your hats. We appreciate your support of Vigo County School Corporation values. The anthem tonight is being performed by the Terre Haute North Pep Band under the direction of Mr. John Williams and Mr. Zachary McLeod. The flag is being presented by the Terre Haute North Patriot Dance Team under the direction of Mrs. Judy DeSantis.
Of course, our national anthem with the Terre Haute North High School Pep Band. And the flag's kind of impressive on the floor, being spread, of course, across the center of the court by the dance team. And now they're going to fold it back up as everyone continues to stand in honor of our flag and our country. We're glad that you're tuned in tonight on WAMB. And the starting lineups are coming up next. We'll keep it right here as the colors leave the floor. And let's see if we can pick up the PA announcer with the starting lineup.
At this time, let's meet the starters for tonight's contest. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Northview Knights. Starting at guard, number two, Brevin Cooper. Starting at another guard, number three, Kay Bryan. And at another guard, number five, Carson Gettle. The fourth guard, number 22, Caleb Swearingen. And the fifth guard, number 33, Tyler Hess. The Knights are coached by Mr. Michael Byron. And now,
Johnson. Starting at another guard, number 14, Bryson Carpenter. Starting at a forward, number 20, Mark Hankins. The second guard, number 22, Matt Gower. And at a forward, number 44, Dalton Stern. The Patriots are going for Mr. Todd Humphrey.
And that, of course, are starting lineups for both squads. And when the lights come back on, I'll recap it for you when I can see my score sheet. There they come. So, again, for North, they're starting Bryson Carpenter, Mark Hankins, and Matt Gower at the three guard spots. And the two forward spots, Makai Johnson and Dalton Stern. Of course, for Northview, same five we've had most of the season, Brevin Cooper, Cade Bryan, Carson Gettle, Caleb Swearingen, and Tyler Hess. So we are set for action. Should be a good battle between Northview and Terre Haute North. And the tip is going to be controlled by the Patriots, and this game is underway. Bryson Carpenter with the ball. Carpenter passes it off to Dalton Sturm, and then quickly it's off to Makai Johnson. Johnson off to Mark Hankins. They'll throw it down low, and a quick jump shot is up and no good by Bryson Carpenter. Rebound picked up by Northview's Brevin Cooper, and here come the Knights. Swearingen across the timeline. Caleb makes the pass off to Tyler Hess. Hess gives the ball to Cade Bryan. Bryan, top of the key, heads toward the lane, passes left side to Brevin Cooper. His three-pointer is no good, and it's going to be out of bounds, and Terre Haute North will get it back.
Quick three there by Cooper, Dave, and you don't like to see that. He was wide open and missed that first one. That's the kind of shot you need to fall right away to set the, you know, set the tone.
Bryson Carpenter will bring the ball down for the Patriots. Carpenter pushes the ball to the right side to Mark Hankins. Hankins at the top of the key, looks for help and finds it from Matt Gower. He puts up a three and he gets it.
Matt Gower with a nice stroke there, nothing but net.
3-0 lead for Terre Haute North on the Great Dane scoreboard with 6:58 to go here in the first quarter. Caleb Swearingen with the basketball. Right side pass off to Tyler Hess. Top of the key is Cade Bryan. Bryan to the right side to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen makes a bounce pass, still in the backcourt to Brevin Cooper. Cooper takes the ball to the right side, and oh, a long three by Carson Gettle is no good. And a whistle on the rebound. They're going to call it a jump ball.
Oh, yep.
And the arrow is pointing toward Northview, so the Knights will actually get the ball back.
Yep. Fight for the rebound there. Brevin Cooper did the right thing. Snuck underneath, wrapped it up, and got the call for the jump ball.
Caleb Swearingen gets it off to Cade Bryan. Now it's off to Tyler Hess. Hess on the right side makes a pass. Cade Bryan picks it up. He'll give the ball to Brevin Cooper. A three on the way. It was close, but no cigar. Rebound picked up by Dalton Sturm.
Todd Wolfley said they're going to have to shoot it really well from outside the arc tonight. So,
Bryson Carpenter with the basketball. Carpenter, oh, the ball almost stolen. Good effort that time by Northview's Brevin Cooper. Bryson Carpenter passes the ball to the right side. Picked up by Makai Johnson. Johnson tries to get it down to the lane. Too much traffic. Kicks it back out to Bryson Carpenter in the backcourt. Under 6 minutes left here in the first quarter. And now a long three on the way. No good by North.
That was Sturm.
And they get the rebound, by the way. Patriots lead 3-0. Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter top of the key. Right side pass to Johnson. He'll try it. His shot is off the mark. Rebound picked up by the Knights. Down court, Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen on the right wing. Now it's Cade Bryan. He'll try a three. It's no good. We've got a whistle. Ball went out of bounds, but apparently last touch by North.
0-for-3. 0-for-4, Dave, from three-point land. Haven't even tried working the ball inside yet.
5:24 to go. We're in the first quarter. 3-0 lead for the Patriots. In the backcourt, it's picked up by Tyler Hess for Northview, then quickly off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper. Right side pass off to Cade Bryan, and then quickly off to Carson Gettle. Gettle to Caleb Swearingen. He's up high on the wing, right side. Swearingen tries to move toward the lane. Too much traffic. He kicks it out to Brevin Cooper. Cooper takes it in, and he missed the layup right in front of the basket. Rebound picked up by the Patriots. They'll bring it down court. Matt Gower on the left side gets it. So Gower has all 5 points so far in this ball game. Terre Haute North with the lead with 4:48 to go in the first quarter. Down court, Brevin Cooper. Brevin Cooper in the backcourt. Cooper off to Cade Bryan. It's on the left side now on the wing to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen passes it off to Carson Gettle. And Swearingen opened underneath, and he missed the reverse layup. Rebound picked up by Terre Haute North. That was the story of last night's girls' game. We just couldn't hit layups, and let's hope that's not going to be the case tonight for Northview's boys. Bryson Carpenter off now to Mark Hankins. Hankins to Matt Gower. Gower puts up a long shot from the left side. It's no good. Rebound by Dalton Sturm, but we've got a whistle blown. What are they going to call?
It's going to be a foul on Carson Gettle, I believe. Nope. It's on Cade Bryan, his first, team's first.
Cade Bryan gets the foul with 4:06 to go here in the first quarter. Tonight's game, a service of Morris Manufacturing of Brazil. They are hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Inbounds play. Dalton Sturm tries the shot at the top of the key. He missed it. Rebound picked up by Northview. Caleb Swearingen will bring it down court. Swearingen to the right side. 3:49 left on the clock here in the first. Knights have yet to score. There's a long three missed by Carson Gettle. Swearingen gets the rebound. He'll try to put it back up from long three-point range. He missed it. The long shots are just not working. I'm like you. It may be time to try to.
Got to penetrate, but we're missing layups, too. We missed two of them. So.
Yep. 3:29 to go. We're in the first quarter. 5-0 Terre Haute North. Inside. Quick jumper underneath. No good by Dalton Sturm. Rebound is picked up by Northview's Jacob Fowler. Now here come the Knights. Down court is Brevin Cooper. Tyler Hess passed it off to Carson Gettle. Gettle in the backcourt. Bounce pass to Brevin Cooper. Now to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen in the lane, takes it to the hoop, and he gets the layup. The Knights are on the board. It took 5 minutes to score, but we finally got 2 points on the board. It's 5-2 in favor of Northview with 2:53 to go in the first quarter. And we're lucky it's 5-2, actually.
Yeah, Terre Haute North missed a lot as well.
Yep. North will work it around a bit. Shot on the way. There's Gower. Man, Matt Gower. They gave him three on that too, right?
Yep. So that's eight for Gower.
He's got all 8 points for the Patriots. 8-2 in favor of Terre Haute North. 2:35 left on the clock. We're in the first quarter. Northview with Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen in the lane. He'll need to get some help. He'll pass it to Carson Gettle. Gettle takes the ball toward the lane, puts it up near the free throw line, missed it. Rebound, and Dalton Sturm had it briefly until a foul, and it looks like it'll be against Northview's Jacob Fowler.
That's Fowler's first. That's the team's second.
Tonight's game, a service of U.S. Lawns. They're at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. 2:18 left on the clock. We're in the first quarter. 8-2, Patriots lead the Knights. Terre Haute North down court with Bryson Carpenter. He'll pass it to Matt Gower. Off to Makai Johnson, about a 10-footer on the left side from the wing. No good. Put back off the glass is good by Dalton Sturm. And now North has a 10-2 lead with a minute 55 to go in the first quarter. Brevin Cooper, bounce pass off to Carson Gettle. Gettle, bounce pass off to Ethan DeHart. Now to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen puts it up, about an 8-footer, missed it. Rebound picked up by Makai Johnson.
Another jump ball hustle by Cooper.
Nice work by Brevin Cooper to force the jump ball.
Returning for the Knights, number three, Bryan.
Sturm's putback, Dave, off the offensive rebounds, what we've got to stop with every team. We don't go after the rebound. We let the ball come off the rim. We got to go up and get it. We don't block out, and we don't go up and get it. We just stand flat-footed.
Makai Johnson to Bryson Carpenter as he brings it across the midcourt line. Carpenter to the left side on the wing. Bounce pass to the top of the key to Makai Johnson. Now back to Carpenter. Carpenter takes the ball deep in the backcourt. He'll pass it off to Noah Crosley. And now from the left corner, three-point shot on the way by Dalton Sturm is no good.
No, it's good. It
took did
shooter's
go in.
Roll, yeah.
It rolled in.
Shooter's roll and rolled right back in after it went about 7 foot off the rim.
13-2, Terre Haute North takes an 11-point lead with a minute to go in the first quarter.
That's what the Northview JV did in the JV game. They ran off with a racehorse and got caught from behind. They ran out of gas.
Cade Bryan takes it in, and he finds the easy way to get a layup finally. So we'll take it, 13-4 in favor of Terre Haute North. I'm sorry, who was it?
Cooper.
That was Cooper. Pardon me. I had it as Cade Bryan.
Yeah, it was Cooper.
So we'll make that correction. 35 seconds to go. We're in the first quarter, 13-4 in favor of North. Bryson Carpenter. Now it's off to Makai Johnson. Johnson takes it down toward the left side. In the backcourt, it's off to Dalton Sturm, then to Bryson Carpenter. 18 seconds left on the clock. We're in the first quarter. 13-4. Patriots lead the Knights. Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter in the backcourt. 6 seconds left. Carpenter hands it off to Noah Crosley. He'll put the shot in the air. He missed it. With no time left, the baseball pass down court won't do anything. And that ends the first quarter of play. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Terre Haute North 13. Northview 4. Back with second quarter action in 60 seconds on WAMV.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Terre Haute North High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We go to the second quarter where Terre Haute North leads Northview 13-4. Knights will have the basketball as Brevin Cooper will try to get the offense rolling. Cooper makes a bounce pass to Caleb Swearingen. Now it's off to Jacob Fowler and a whistle, a foul away from the ball, I think.
Yeah, that's on number 50. That's Dylan Ingold who checked in there on the break.
So Dylan Ingold gets the personal, his first, the team's first. Inbounds play for the Knights. Ethan DeHart into 22. That's Caleb Swearingen. He missed the quick jumper in front of the goal. So now North gets it back. They'll bring it down court, and they blow it. Do they throw it away?
Yeah, it's turnover.
Well, I saw it. I think it was, well, someone's going to say it was knocked out a bounce by a Northview player.
Nobody from Northview touched it.
Well, they're going to give it to North. So Bryson Carpenter will inbounds the ball for the Patriots. Oh, and it's stolen. Nice job picked off by Cade Bryan. Oh, I'm sorry, it was actually Brevin Cooper. And a long three on the way, and Ethan DeHart drills it.
First three-pointer of the game. The Knights were 0-for-6 from the first quarter. Now we got to get rolling here as we cut it down to a six-point lead.
13-7 in favor of Terre Haute North. 7:13 left here in this first half of play. Noah Crosley over to Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter takes it down toward the left side. He'll need help. He finds it from Johnson, who puts it up near the top of the key. He missed it. Rebound by Engel, but it rolls out of bounds, and apparently it'll be Northview's basketball. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Lorenz Auto Repair Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzServiceIncorporated.com for more information. 6:52 on the clock. We're in the second quarter. 13-7 in favor of Terre Haute North. Inside pass to Swearingen. Off the glass. Missed it. Tap-in attempt. No good by Cade Bryan. But now we've got a whistle. Let's see what they call.
That's going to be a foul against Engel, his second, as Fowler went up to tip that back in and he undercut him. So Fowler's going to get a shoot, too.
Well, we'll take it. So Jacob Fowler will head to the free throw line. He's the first player for either team to head to the charity stripe so far tonight. First free throw shot is up, and it is good. Tonight's game, a service of Riddell National Bank, where you're not a number, you are our neighbor.
Dalton Sturm checks back in as Engel come in, and within a minute and 15 seconds got two quick fouls.
Jacob Fowler makes the next free throw. So now it's a four-point ball game, 13-9, and quickly North on the other end of the court tries to put up a shot with Matt Gower. He missed it. We've got a whistle after the shot.
Jump ball.
And it was a jump ball, and the arrow pointing toward North. So the Patriots will keep the possession with 6:35 to go in the first half. 13-9 in favor of the Patriots. Bryson Carpenter. Inbounds play quickly off to Dalton
Nice
Sturm.
Block.
Oh, and he definitely missed it thanks to the block. Who got the block, Bradley?
That was Swearingen with the block, but the foul's going to come down. That foul's on Cooper, and Cooper saved a putback right there.
So Brevin Cooper picks up the personal. That'll be his first, the team's third. Inbounds play set to go with Bryson Carpenter. It's off to Matt Gower. Gower to the right side to Bryson Carpenter, and then quickly off to Noah Crosley. Crosley to Johnson. Top of the key is Gower. He drains it.
Gower's got 11.
Three of those buckets so far from three-point land, so 16-9 in favor of Terre Haute North. 6:12 to go here in the first half. And a long three, top of the key, and a good one by Cade Bryan. He gets it.
His first 3 points of the game. The Knights got it back down to four.
16-12 in favor of the Patriots. Terre Haute North with Noah Crosley. Bounce pass over to Bryson Carpenter. He takes it in to Makai Johnson, who misses the layup, but it looks like he draws a foul.
Yeah, it's probably going to be on Ethan DeHart. It is. It's DeHart's first, but again, DeHart saved an easy 2 points.
So 23, DeHart gets the foul. So at the line, Makai Johnson, first free throw shot is up and good. Tonight's game, a service of Park County REMC. They are your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. 5-point lead. This could make it six, and he missed it. And trying to get the rebound, North tries to save it. They try to throw it off the body of one of the Northview players. Were they successful?
Yeah, he got it off Cade Bryan's hip, so it's to be Terre Haute North basketball.
That's unfortunate. We should have had that ball after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, far away as the rebound was.
5:46 left on the clock here in the first half. 17-12 is our score. 5-point lead as they wait to get a towel to clean some perspiration apparently off the floor. Or off the ball, looks like. So the officials will take care of that. And we'll get back to action. Glad that you're tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, 1130 AM, 99.5 in Terre Haute, or 106.9 in Brazil, on the web at WAMBradio.com. Now, down court, it's Noah Crosley to the left side to Matt Gower. Gower, about a 15-foot fadeaway, gets it.
Man, he's hot tonight. Gower now, I've got him with 13 points out of the 19, Dave.
And that was a two, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got him with 13 points now. So 19-12 in favor of the Patriots. There's a three-point opportunity that goes nowhere for Ethan DeHart. North gets the rebound. They'll bring it down court. Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter off to Noah Crosley. Crosley to the right side to Dalton Sturm. And now it's off to Bryson Carpenter. To the top of the key to Makai Johnson. He puts it in the air. Around the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Dalton Sturm for the Patriots. Terre Haute North is controlling the tempo and everything else about this game right now. Bryson Carpenter, deep in the backcourt.
Carpenter's the quarterback for the football team.
Ah.
Freshman.
Now it's inside. A quick jumper is off the mark by Makai Johnson. We've got a whistle blown.
That's going to be a foul against Sturm. That's going to be his first foul, the team's third.
Brevin Cooper is back into the lineup. It looks like Jacob Fowler's taking a break. So is Ethan DeHart, which means who else came in for
Carson Gettle come back in.
Gotcha.
After a small break.
4:35 left on the clock. We're in the second quarter. 19-12. Terre Haute North leads. Down court, Tyler Hess. Hess, a bounce pass off to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen takes it down toward the lane. A whistle blown and a foul called.
Foul's going to be called on.
It'll be against Makai Johnson, they're saying.
Wow.
4:21 left on the clock as Johnson takes a break, and he'll be replaced by, looks like Mark Hankins.
Hankins was a starter during the Classic. Dalton Sturm was the MVP of the Wabash Valley Classic.
Inbounds play. Northview with Brevin Cooper. Stolen away right into the hands of Matt Gower. So down court, here come the Patriots. Noah Crosley off to Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter in the backcourt. Carpenter will pass it right side to Noah Crosley. Now quickly off to Mark Hankins and now to Matt Gower. They work it around a bit. Carpenter picks it up. Off now to Gower from the left wing.
Woo!
A nice three-point shot. Wow, they've got 5 3-pointers. He's got 4 of them.
16 points for Gower.
22 to 12. It's now a 10-point lead for the Patriots. 3:42 to go here in the first half. Cade dribbles, takes it toward the lane,
travel.
And they're going to get him for traveling.
Second turnover for the Knights.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by H&R Block. Stop in and see Sue Goshen at your hometown H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil.
Checking in for the Patriots, Caden Mason, number 12. He's another junior for the Patriots.
Here come the Patriots across the timeline. Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter off now to Caden Mason. Mason having trouble, but he gets away from two defenders. And now top of the key, a three-point attempt. Good by Dalton Sturm.
Sturm's got 8 points, and the Patriots are stretching this one open here, Dave, in the second quarter.
25-12 in favor of the Patriots with 3:07 to go here in this first half. Brevin Cooper. Cooper in the backcourt. Cade Bryan picks it up toward the left wing, and he gets a nice three.
Got a timeout, 30-second timeout called by Coach Byram.
On the Great Dane scoreboard with 2:55 to go in the first half, 25-15, Terre Haute North leads by 10. Back with more in 30 seconds on Double.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Terre Haute North High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We have 2:55 left here in the second quarter. Terre Haute North leads Northview 25-15. Here come the Patriots. Bryson Carpenter across the timeline. Carpenter to Caden Mason. Mason off to Matt Gower. Or make that Mark Hankins, rather. He took it toward the basket, missed the layup. Ball went out of bounds. It'll apparently be Northview's basketball. So we'll take it. 2:38 to go here in the first half.
9 players have played for the North Patriots already, Dave.
Brevin Cooper down court. He'll hand it off to Caleb Swearingen. Caleb passes it off to Cade Bryan. Bryan, he'll hand it off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper on the right wing. He throws it into Cade Bryan. Bryan tries to take it toward the lane. He finds help on the outside area from Carson Gettle, who tries the three. He missed it. Rebound by Cade Bryan. His putback is no good. Terre Haute North will get the ball back with 2:04 to go here in the first half. Now, down court for the Patriots, Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter off to Caden Mason. Mason missed the jumper. Putback missed. I think that was Sturm that tried to put it back on a tap in. Now here come the Northview Knights. Down court, Brevin Cooper. Off to Cade Bryan. To Tyler Hess. Hess to Gettle. Shot on the way is short by Brevin Cooper, but a whistle blown, I think, away from the ball.
It's going to be on Sturm. It's going to be his second foul.
But that was away from the basket, right?
Yeah, he was going for the rebound.
Okay, so Dalton Sturm picks up the personal. 1:38 left in the second quarter. It's 25-15. The Patriots lead the Knights. Mekhi Johnson back in the lineup for the Patriots, and for Northview, back in the lineup will be Ethan DeHart. Inbounds play set to go. Picked up by Carson Gettle. He takes it down to the baseline. He'll need help, and he finds it from Ethan DeHart. Now it's off to Carson Gettle. Gettle in the backcourt to Cade Bryan. Off to Brevin Cooper. He takes it toward the basket. He missed the layup, but it looks like he's going to draw the foul.
Yeah, he's going to get the foul on Caden Mason.
Personal foul on the Patriots, number 12.
Mason. He's going to go to line to shoot two.
So Mason gets the foul at the free throw line. Brevin Cooper. Cooper's free throw shot is up, and it is good.
Didn't look very pretty going up. Flat, front of the rim, but got it to roll.
25-16. This could cut the lead to 8. Next free throw shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound picked up by Terre Haute North's Mark Hankins. Down court, Bryson Carpenter for the Patriots. Right side pass to Mark Hankins. Hankins off now to Caden Mason. Mason to Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter dribbles in the backcourt. Off to Caden Mason. Mason looks for help in the left corner, finds Mekhi Johnson, hits him with a pass, and now back to the backcourt with Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter takes it down to the right wing. Quickly it's off to Mekhi Johnson in the backcourt. 49 seconds left on the clock. They're likely going to milk the rest of the time down here in this period.
Todd Wolfley likes to spread the floor out.
And an inside pass. They've got a man wide open. That's Mark Hankins. He'll get the easy layup. And Terre Haute North now leads 27-16 with 32 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Brevin Cooper. Cooper hands it off to Caleb Swearingen. 22 seconds on the clock. An 11-point lead for Terre Haute North. Caleb Swearingen to Brevin Cooper. Cooper still in the backcourt. 10 seconds left. Cooper toward the lane, takes a fake, puts it up, missed the shot. Ball gets away. It's going to roll out of bounds with 3/10 of a second to go here in the second quarter.
Never been a fan of holding it for the last shot, especially when you're trailing by 11.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're supposed to score as quick as you can,
yep.
I thought. And they're going to heave it. And, oh, we almost took out a bunch of them.
Knocked one light out.
Yeah, he did get one of them light bulbs, didn't he? That's the end of the first half of play. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Terre Haute North leads Northview by a score of 27-16. Let's take a two-minute timeout, and we'll return to Terre Haute North after this commercial break on WAMB.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you could start saving, which means you can start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
It's a new year, and we've got great deals at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Colorados as low as $99 a month, Silverados as low as $299 per month, Chevy Blazers up to $6,500 off, and Buick Regals up to $9,000 off. Take advantage of this only at one place, York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat.
at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Terre Haute North High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We are at halftime, and it's Terre Haute North leading Northview by a score of 27-16. Patriots led 13-4 at the end of the first quarter of play, and they have pretty much dominated everything in this first half so far. Brad has a look at your first half scoring and statistics.
And for the Knights, leading scorer so far, Cade Bryan with 6 points, Brevin Cooper with 3, Ethan DeHart with 3 off the bench, Jacob Fowler with 2 off the bench, and Caleb Swearingen with 2. The Knights not shooting the ball very well, Dave. 3-for-4 from the charity stripe, 2-for-10 from the floor, and 3-for-12 from behind the arc. For the Terre Haute North Patriots, they're led by 16 points by Matt Gower. Gower's missed 2 shots the whole night. 8 points for Dalton Sturm, 2 for Mark Hankins, and 1 for Makai Johnson to round out Terre Haute North. North is 6-for-13 from behind the arc, 4-for-10 from the floor, and 1-for-2 from the charity stripe. Foul situation, Terre Haute North's got Dalton Sturm and Dylan Engel both with 2 fouls. The Knights, nobody with 2 fouls. Cooper, Bryan, DeHart, and Fowler, all 4 have 1. Turnovers for the Knights, 2 in the first half, which very impressive for the Knights because that's where they've struggled this season. And for the Patriots, 1 turnover. Hot shooting by the North Patriots, especially for Matt Gower. Matt Gower in the game, I've got him 4-for-6 from behind the arc. And he's been the spark they've needed to keep going, Dave.
27-16, that's where we're at halftime. Terre Haute North in control so far. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more after we take a 60-second timeout on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com.
Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back live at Terre Haute North High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We are at halftime where it's 27-16. You sending that young man to the concession stand?
Yeah, you need something, Dave?
I want you to take these $2 and get me a water as well, please. Or actually, a Diet Pepsi sounds better. Let's do that. I think I usually don't do colas in a ball game, but I think I can make it to the end of the game now, if you know what I mean. 27-16 is our score at halftime.
Not much really going on here, Dave, so we might as well enjoy a beverage.
That's right. What do you think Coach Byram is telling him in the locker room right now?
Well, if you're going to shoot it, you got to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have shot the ball very, very poor. You think we're 5-for-22. If you combined every shot, we're 5-for-22, not counting the free throws. And we've got to drive to the basket. I mean, we have settled for so many quick threes. We shot 6 three-point attempts before we even shot an attempt on the rim. And our rebounding's been subpar. Dalton Sturm's got, you know, he's got about everything that come down on the rebound side for the North Patriots. But we have held him, you know, I don't remember what he was averaging scoring. But in the classic, when he was the the all-tourney champ, MVP, I think he averaged like 21 points a game in the Classic. So good young player. And like I said, you know, Todd Wolfley's played nine kids. We played seven with DeHart and Fowler getting very limited minutes. But their rotation, 75 set plays out of offense for Todd Wolfley. You got to know him before you can get on the floor on varsity.
Really?
Dalton Major, good friend of mine, family friend of mine. He transferred here from South because of a relocation. And he was starting on the varsity as a sophomore at South and is not even starting JV because Wolfley says he's got to learn a packet of 75 plays before he can even get on the varsity squad.
How about that?
As a junior.
That's interesting.
So, but, you know, he's one of them old school kids that he moved along with the school with the location. So,
a broadcast reminder, coming up this Friday night, we will have live coverage of the Western Indiana Conference crossover game on the girls' side, and that'll be a rematch with Cloverdale. And Brad Wallace and Jacob Harden will have coverage for you 7:15 Friday night here on WAMB. Then they'll have more girls basketball on Tuesday night when Northview hosts Clay City.
Be a good one.
That will be a good one. And don't forget, this Sunday at 5 o'clock is the pairing show. If you want to hear what team draws which other team in the girls sectional, we'll have the coverage for you Sunday at 5 o'clock with Bob Lovell on the IHSAA Champions Network. 27-16 is our halftime score. It's Terre Haute North with the lead. We'll take a one-minute break, and when we return, second half coverage here on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Why is Great Dane so successful? Great Dane offers the most innovative and versatile trailer design in the industry. Custom built, custom specific, and American made. Great Dane is focused on the needs of our customers. With decades of success right here in the Wabash Valley, you can be a part of the Great Dane team. Apply today online at greatdane.com or call our main office in Brazil, 812-443-4711. Great doesn't stop. Join our team today.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you can start saving, which means you can start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Don't forget to tune in weekday mornings at the top of the hour from 6 a.m. until 12 noon for the latest local news updates with Frank Rush, following CBS Radio News, which comes your way 24 hours a day at the top of the hour, except during sports, of course, here on Timeless Classics WAMB, your home of five decades of Timeless Classics.
And those two DJs have got five decades of experience, don't they? Frank Rush and Barry Kent, those two.
That's true.
They've got a lot. And what was Monday? Broadcasters, National Broadcasters Day, I think.
It was National Disc Jockey Day yesterday.
Disc Jockey Day. That's what it was, Disc Jockey Day.
It wasn't just Martin Luther King Day. Yeah. It was National Disc Jockey Day.
Yeah,
so.
Boy, those are two legends in the profession, in the sport, and however you want to spread it, those two. Yeah.
And they can be heard on our classic country station, 95.9 The Legend, each weekday morning. So give that a try. All right, we're ready for second half action.
We don't have any officials.
Oh, where'd they go?
No officials. Wolfley ran them off, and they ain't got any officials.
That's funny.
His pay is what he paid them wasn't enough. They're gone.
Well, there's a break in the action because the officials. Are they having a smoke break or what? What's going on? Of course, they can't do that on the campus, right?
I think we can do just as good without them. Let's go. Somebody throw the ball out there. It's possession, possession Northview. Here they come.
All right. You know, that was a good slushy they had there at halftime. So,
no smoke breaks in the gymnasium, gentlemen.
That's right. That's right. All right. We are set to go.
I've seen it all, I think, now that
27-16 is our score in favor of Terre Haute North. Northview will have the ball to start this third quarter of action.
You can tell they're not hourly waged employees.
Inbounds play. Cade, we appreciate all officials of the IHSAA because we need more officials, actually.
No, they're bad. They're needing them really bad.
Brevin Cooper in the backcourt. Cooper with the bat. Thank you, sir. Brevin Cooper dribbles in the backcourt. Bounce pass off to Cade Bryan. Bryan takes the ball inside, passes cross-court to Cooper. He kicks it to the top of the key to Carson Gettle. A quick pass to Swearingen. Carson gets it back. Now it's off to Tyler Hess. He'll try a three. It's no good. And we've got a whistle blown. What do we have?
It's going to be a foul against Cade Bryan. Offensive foul, shoving off.
So Cade Bryan picks up his second. So with 7:27 to go here in the third, still 27-16 in favor of North. Coach Byron trying to make his point to one of the officials, and I don't think he's going to get any satisfaction, Bradley.
Nope, not out of that
one. Bryson Carpenter with the ball. Now it's off to Makai Johnson at the free throw line. He tries to pass it inside. Not a very good pass. Caleb Swearingen makes the steal. He'll bring it down court for the Northview Knights. Swearingen, about a 10-footer in the lane, is good.
That's what we need to do, Dave. We got to attack the rim. That's the only way to get back. We're down 10 now. It's cut it to 9, but
27-18 in favor of Terre Haute North. 6:55 left on the clock here in the third. And, oh, that's, I guess they're going to claim that was clean. I thought he was going to get caught for traveling, but apparently he went up and got caught with a block. But Northview gets the ball back. That's the best news for the Knights fans. From the right side, three-point attempt by Carson Gettle is no good. Northview could not score on that possession. Now the Patriots get it back. Bryson Carpenter with the ball. Carpenter off to Dalton Sturm, a three-pointer good. So Sturm has his third three-pointer of the night, seventh. They've got 21 of 30 points from three-point land right now.
Yep.
6:15 to go here in the third quarter as the Patriots lead by a dozen. Cade Bryan. Bryan takes it inside, and he gets a little bunny.
That's all we got to do is attack the basket. I'm hoping that Coach Byram got to him at halftime.
Cade Bryan now with 8 points for the Knights. That makes it a 10-point ball game, 30-20 in favor of the Patriots.
Don't leave Sturm open.
Up, and they did
kill
it.
You.
Three-point shot is good by Dalton Sturm. They have got 24 of 33 points from three-point land tonight. 5:44 to go here in the third quarter. Brevin Cooper off to Carson Gettle. Gettle, and now into Swearingen. He fakes, puts it up underneath, missed it. Rebound picked up by Tyler Hess, and Carson Gettle tries a three, and he gets it. So Gettle has his first three of the night. That makes it 33-23 in favor of the Patriots.
Got a whistle. The ball went over toward the band.
5:26 to go here in this third quarter. Inbounds play set to go.
Knights with a little full-court pressure. I like to see this because we've got to slow down this attack of the Patriots.
Bryson Carpenter gets it across the midcourt line. Carpenter with the ball. Now it's off to Makai Johnson. Johnson off now to Dalton Sturm. And Johnson will try it. He missed it.
Rebound Engler.
And the putback is up. No good by Mark Hankins. Northview gets the rebound. Excuse me, down court. Cade Bryan takes it inside. Missed the layup.
Offensive foul. Shoving off.
Oh, so they're going to call a charge on that.
That's his third.
Cade Bryan. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. So Jacob Fowler is back in the lineup. He'll replace Cade Bryan, who'll take a break with three fouls. 4:52 to go here in the third quarter. Patriots down court. It's off to Makai Johnson. Johnson in the backcourt. He'll pass it right side off to Dalton Sturm. Three-point shot in the air. No good. Rebound. Bryson Carpenter had it. They're going to call a jump ball, though.
That was Brevin Cooper in there sneaking around, tying that up on the rebound.
Well, the arrow is pointing toward north, so the Patriots will keep the possession. 33-23 is our score. A 10-point lead for Terre Haute North. Inbounds play. Dalton Sturm. Cross-court pass to Matt Gower. Three-point shot in and out. And a whistle.
Out of bounds off of Carson Gettle and Brevin Cooper as they were fighting for the rebound amongst each other.
Tough break for Northview. So now with Bryson Carpenter in the inbounds play, he'll get the ball off to Mark Hankins. Top of the key is Dalton Sturm to Matt Gower. He'll put it up near the top of the key, and he missed it.
He was hot in the first half, not here.
Now we've got a whistle blown.
Got a foul against Levin White.
Levin White. So that would be Makai Johnson. He's got his second foul. Johnson's looking at the referee like, what? What
tried
did I
tripping
do?
Him. Stuck his foot out to tripping. He intentionally tried tripping a kid. It should be an intentional foul. He came over and explained it to Coach Wolfley. You could see it and hear it, but that's his second foul. That'll make it the team's first foul.
Caleb.
Coach Wolfley ain't happy. You can tell, but he really don't want to make a change right now because he don't want to scream at the kid when he's on the floor.
Preppin Cooper will bring it down for the Knights with 4:12 to
another
go in
offensive
the third quarter.
Foul.
Away from the ball, right?
Yeah, same kid. Go.
Well, it wouldn't be an offensive foul.
I mean defensive foul.
Yeah, Makai Johnson.
Makai Johnson.
We'll get the third.
Todd's like, all right, I got to do something now.
All right, so I like him.
He's my favorite coach in Wabash Valley. I love his facial expressions. I mean, it's just he's got young kids that are playing in the youth level, and they're fun to watch as well, baseball, basketball.
Inbounds play for Northview. They'll get the ball into Jacob Fowler. He tries a
and
quick
foul. Fouled by Sturm.
He tried to get a little hook layup, and he missed it, but there was a foul called. So you think that's on Sturm?
Yeah, it is. It's his third.
So Dalton Sturm has his third. You got to hope that maybe you can foul Sturm out, but I don't know.
Coach Wolfley, he wears that gum out, too, if you watch him. Who was it from Purdue used to chew their gum like that, Dave?
I can't
coach
remember.
Was it before Katie? Who was the coach before
oh,
Katie?
Oh, now you're I'm not.
That's old, but you watch all the videos, just chewing at it.
33-23 as the first free throw is missed by Jacob Fowler. He's 2 of 3 tonight. He'll try the next one. He missed that one as well. Rebound picked up by Terre Haute North's Dalton Sturm. Now down court is Bryson Carpenter. In the corner left side, Mark Hankins missed the jumper. Rebound picked up by Northview's Tyler Hess. Here come the Knights. Brevin Cooper. Cooper with the basketball. Top of the key. And a three-point shot is good by Carson Gettle.
Gettle's hit two in a row from behind the arc.
5 three-pointers that the Knights have nailed so far tonight. Makes it 33-26. North's lead cut to 7 with 3:34 to go here in the third quarter. Dalton Sturm off to Matt Gower. Gower to the left corner, puts it in the air. It is no good. Rebound picked up by Brevin Cooper for Northview. Here come the Knights. Down court, Caleb Swearingen takes it on the right side of the lane. About a 10-foot jumper is good. Swearingen has 6. The Knights have cut the lead to 5, 33-28. We need this crowd on their feet, man. Get them fired up right now. We've got a bigger crowd tonight than North, I think.
We do, we do. Without the band, this place would be all Knights.
Bryson Carpenter off now to Mark Hankins. Hankins off to Matt Gower. Gower off to Dalton Sturm. Sturm to Noah Crosley. And now a 3 from the left wing on the way. No good by Matt Gower. Rebound picked up by Northview as Brevin Cooper brings it down. It's off to Swearingen from the free throw line. He puts it up. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Noah Crosley for North.
I like the shot selection here by Swearingen. He pump faked the 3 and went up for a 15-footer.
2.5 minutes left here in this third quarter, and now a timeout is called by the Patriots. On the Great Dane scoreboard, with 2:29 to go in the third, 33-28 in favor of the Patriots. Back with more in 1 minute on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the straight answer auto shop.
This is Josh Keating from the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Brazil. As the steel goes up, our prices go down. During the Start Something New sales event, new Renegades as low as $169 per month. New Ram 1500 Tradesman Crew Cabs as much as $10,000 off. And the new Gladiator Sport S as low as $329 per month. Come see us at US Highway 40 in Brazil, where we'll show you why we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Terre Haute North, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace as the third quarter continues now with the Patriots leading 33-28. Inside, a quick layup, no good by Noah Crosley for the Patriots. The Knights get the rebound. They'll bring it down court. Brevin Cooper with the ball. Cooper takes it inside, and a whistle blown. They're waving off the layup. Foul before the attempted shot. Looks like it's going to be against
Crosley.
Crosley?
Yep, Noah Crosley.
Okay,
checked
24.
In there in a timeout.
All right, so Crosley gets the foul.
Another player checking in hasn't played tonight for Terre Haute North. That's Nolan White, number 32.
A sophomore.
Yeah, 5'8". That's generous.
So 2:10 left in the quarter. We're in the third. 5-point lead for the Patriots. Inbounds play for North, or for Northview, I should say. It's Brevin Cooper and a whistle.
White gets a foul right off the bat.
So the foul will be against Nolan White, his first, the team's fifth. 2:05 left on the clock here in the third. And what's the whistle for? Not sure what the whistle's all about, but the official was talking to Caleb Swearingen in the lane, and now that conversation is over. Inbounds play to Swearingen. Little jumper from five. He missed it.
They're going to call Swearingen with an offensive foul.
Ah. Caleb gets his first of the night. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Tonight's game, a service of Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Down court. And from the corner, a three-point attempt, nothing but net from Dalton Stern.
Stretches it back out to eight.
He's got 17 points. 15 of those 17 are from three-point land.
I told you, didn't I?
He's tough. 36-28 in favor of the Patriots.
And he got his fourth personal foul. Sturm just got it. Brevin Cooper drove to the lane, got him off his feet. And that's four with a minute 38 to go.
Wow, that hurts.
Third, yeah, big time.
So now it's good for the Knights, but definitely bad news for the Patriots. There will be a substitution most likely for Stern coming up. So with Brevin Cooper at the free throw line, he's 1 of 4 from the charity stripe tonight. Make it 2 of 5 as he makes that one. Minute 38 left on the clock. We're in the third quarter. It's 36-29. 7-point lead for the Patriots. Next shot is in the air. He missed it. Rebound picked up by the Patriots. Picked up by Mark Hankins. Now down court for the Patriots. Makai Johnson off to Noah Crosley. Crosley in the backcourt.
North's really going to spread it out now without Dalton down the inside.
Johnson off to Matt Gower. In the backcourt to Nolan White. White, the 5'8 sophomore.
You watch. They'll just keep a high ball screen. Somebody will cut through the baseline, come up. They'll get it to him across at the free throw line.
Makai Johnson. Now it's back to Nolan White again. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter, and the clock is on the Patriots' side.
They won't shoot it. They won't shoot it. Coach Wolfley will not.
48 seconds left on the clock. Coach Byron kind of points his finger at him and go after him, I guess, is what that must mean. 41 seconds left here in the third quarter. It's a 7-point lead for the Terre Haute North Patriots. As Makai Johnson continues to dribble the ball in the backcourt, he passes to Noah Crosley, quickly off to Mark Hankins, and now back to the backcourt to Makai Johnson again. Off to Nolan White. 20 seconds left here in the third. Makai Johnson. Now to Nolan White. White. A bad pass. They throw it away. Makai Johnson couldn't get his hands on it. It goes out of bounds, and Northview will get it back.
Off with the dress coat, and his face is red, and he just can't understand it. 1:08, they ran off the clock, but there's 10 left for us to score.
36-29. Patriots with the lead. They've got 10 seconds to try to score. Brevin Cooper, 4 seconds left. 2 seconds. He takes it in, gets the layup. Brevin Cooper scores. He's got 6 points, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Terre Haute North 36, Northview 31. back with fourth quarter action in 60 seconds on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Fourth quarter underway. Northview with the basketball, trailing by 5, 36-31. Knights will work it around a bit. Brevin Cooper off to Cade Bryan. Bryan on the right side of the lane tries to break away from his defender, takes it inside, missed the layup, got his own rebound, put back good, and he draws the foul. That's what we need. That's what we need.
Foul's going to be called on number 20. That's Mark Hankins. That's his first, team seventh. And Cade Bryan will go to shoot the old-fashioned three-point play.
This could cut the lead to 2, and he missed it. So 36-33 in favor of the Patriots. 7:35 to go in the game. Down court, Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter off to Makai Johnson. Johnson to Carpenter. Carpenter on the right wing. He stops, passes off to Mark Hankins. Hankins, cross-court pass over to Makai Johnson. Johnson over now to Mark Hankins. And inside, layup. He got it. Mark Hankins has 4. That makes it 38-33. It's a 5-point lead for Terre Haute North.
Coach Wolfley is not happy with the non-call on the foul.
Caleb Swearingen with the ball.
Another foul.
Uh-oh. It's going to be against, I think, Bryson Carp. No, it's
nope.
Makai Johnson.
Johnson, his fourth.
They've got 2 players with 4 fouls then. Dalton Sturm and Makai Johnson. So Caleb Swearingen will head to the free throw line. 6:53 to go in this basketball game. Free throw shot is up, and he got it.
So Swearingen's first attempt.
He's got 7 points overall. We've got a substitution as North sends in Ethan Knott, a new face in the play in the lineup tonight. Caleb Swearingen. It's up and it's good. So 38-35, back to a 3-point deficit. Patriots lead. Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter. Bounce pass over to Mark Hankins. Hankins in the backcourt to Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter, right side pass over to Mark Hankins. And a whistle. What do we have?
Foul on Carson Gettle. He's hip riding him.
So Gettle gets the foul. Tonight's game, a service of Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Call Chad at 208-3244 for your next insurance quote. And we'll be announcing our player of the game, sponsored by Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, in our postgame show. Bryson Carpenter with 6:24 to go in the game. Carpenter with the ball, takes it toward the middle of the lane, passes left side over to Ethan Knott. Knott will hand it off to Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter.
Offensive foul on Carpenter.
How about that?
Sold that well by Caleb Swearingen. He was, you know, he was riding him, staying on top of him, and Bryson just, you know, did everything he could to get around him, put his gut, hand in his gut, and knocked him down. So
6:08 left in this basketball game. 38-35. Northview's got a chance to tie it or perhaps cut the lead to 1. It's off to Carson Gettle, and quickly a three-pointer on the way. No good by Ethan DeHart. The putback is up, and good by Brevin Cooper. So now it's
Mr. Hustle.
A one-point deficit. Terre Haute North leads Northview, 38-37. 5:42 to go in the game. So now with Terre Haute North, Bryson Carpenter, and a whistle away from the ball. Looks like we've got a foul.
Cooper. And Brevin Cooper.
So Brevin.
Not a bad foul, though, Dave.
So Cooper gets the foul.
Because you know it's going to get down to where you're going to foul to stop the clock and everything with it being such a close game. And you might as well get them now. We've got to travel.
Whoa, what a break for the Northview Knights. And now a timeout is being called by Terre Haute North. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 5:33 to go in the game, it's 38-37. Terre Haute North leads Northview by one. We'll come back with more after we take a one-minute break on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Northview with the basketball, trying to get the lead, trailing Terre Haute North by one, 38-37. We've got 5:22 to go in the game. In the backcourt, Brevin Cooper, he takes it in the lane, and he gets a layup.
Nope, they call it on the floor.
They're going to wave it off. So the foul was before the shot.
Double bonus anyway.
So the foul will go against Caden Mason. So that'll be his second, the team's 10th. At the free throw line, Brevin Cooper, who's struggling tonight, only 2 of 6 from the charity stripe. That hurts a lot, actually. And hopefully he'll make a couple here. He makes the first one. Tonight's game, a service of Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil, home of Mexcellence. Excellent Mexican food, highways 40 and 340 in Brazil. Next free throw shot is up. It's good. So Cooper nails 2 in a row, and all of a sudden we've got a one-point Northview lead, 39-38. First time we've led in this game, I believe.
Steal.
And a nice steal picked up by Carson Gettle. Gettle passes off to Brevin Cooper.
Big.
Three-point shot off
Cade
the
Bryan.
Glass is good.
Cade Bryan banks one home.
So Cade Bryan is the man of the moment, gives Northview their biggest lead at 4, 42-38. 4:51 to go here in this game. Now, down court, Terre Haute North. They'll give the basketball to Mark Hankins. Hankins.
Another turnover.
Loses
the
ball. Oh, they're going to call foul.
Oh. Ethan DeHart's going to get called with a foul, but it was a clear steal by Brevin Cooper, but DeHart got him on the hip from behind.
So with 4:40 to go in the game, 42-38, Northview with a four-point lead.
Wow.
We'll take it. Inbounds play, Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter will throw it to the backcourt to Mark Hankins. Hankins, he'll need some help. He's trying to set the offense up for the Patriots. Bounce pass off to Dalton Sturm. Now to Makai Johnson. 4:24 to go in the game. Mark Hankins on the left wing up high. Now to Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter and a whistle blown. Looks like could be a little touch foul by Tyler Hess.
Yep, Hess called with a foul. Hess come in there. That's his first.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of this community, and we are proud to have them as a sponsor of Northview Sports here on WAMB. So we've got what? Ethan DeHart, did he check in? Who
goes? Yeah, DeHart checked back in.
All right, so at the line, Carpenter puts up the free throw. He nails the first one.
First points of the game for Bryson Carpenter, the freshman.
You know, this is only the fourth free throw that they've shot tonight.
Yep.
Two different players have shot two, or will shoot two here once this one goes up. Free throw shot is up. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Cade Bryan for Northview. Here come the Knights. Brevin Cooper. Cooper off now to Ethan DeHart. To Carson Gettle. Gettle off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper to Caleb Swearingen. Under 4 minutes to go here in the game. And, oh, not a very good play by Brevin Cooper. He tried to go down for a layup, but it wasn't a real good controlled layup. And then all of a sudden it goes out of bounds and apparently last touched by the Knights.
Cade Bryan touched it the last there.
Okay. Tyler Hess is going to check back into the Northview lineup.
No offense, defensive switching going on here by Coach Byram.
3:53 left in the game. Full court pressure by Northview. Here come the Patriots. They'll bring it down court with Johnson. Johnson, he needs help. He throws it in to Mark Hankins. Hankins underneath, fakes, puts
blocked
it up.
Blocked from behind by Cooper.
Nice block by Cooper, and we'll take it. Down court now, Northview has the ball. Cross court pass picked up by Cade Bryan into Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen on the left side to Tyler Hess. Top of the key is Cade Bryan. 3:21 to go in this game, and the Knights trying to hold on to a three-point lead.
Big game here for the Knights. They've got to close this one out, Dave.
No doubt. Call the friends, call the neighbors, and tell them that Northview's on the verge of beating Terre Haute North. Get them tuned into the radio.
Oh, bad pass.
Oh, not a good pass at all by Carson Gettle.
Saved by Mr. Hustle Cooper.
Unbelievable. Brevin Cooper did a great job. I'm surprised we got that one back. Swearingen tries a three-pointer from the corner. No good, but Cade Bryan gets the rebound. So the Knights have another opportunity with 2:45 to go in the game. Cooper for three. Brevin Cooper scores.
Six-point lead by the Knights, 45-39 with 2:35 to go.
Here comes Terre Haute North. And a whistle blown. What do we have?
Brevin Cooper with a reach-in foul.
So Cooper just picked up his third foul. So 2:33 to go in the game. It's 45-39 in favor of Northview. So at the line, Bryson Carpenter, the 6-foot freshman. First free throw shot is up, and it is good. He'll have one more to shoot. 5-point lead. This could cut the deficit for North down to four, and they do. 45-41, Northview leads Terre Haute North. 2:30 left on the clock. Pressure by the Patriots. Down court, it's Carson Gettle. He picks it up and hands it off to Cade Bryan. Bryan off to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen, left side pass off to Cade Bryan. Quickly inside to Caleb Swearingen. He tried to go up for the layup.
That's Sturm. That's his fifth.
Uh-oh.
It is. It's on Dalton Sturm. He came in for that last play, Dave, and he's going to be called with the foul.
So Dalton Sturm fouled out. He leaves with five three-pointers and one field goal for a total of 17 points.
All coming from behind the arc in the third.
So with Caleb Swearingen at the free throw line, he'll shoot two. Free throw shot is up, and it is good.
Big free throws coming here for the Knights. We got to hit them tonight.
46-41, Northview leads by five with 2:14 to go in the game. Chance to increase the lead to six. Caleb Swearingen's next free throw shot is up, and it is good. 47-41, Northview on top. Here come the Patriots.
Got to get a timeout here by Todd Wolfley.
Timeout is called on the Great Dane scoreboard with 2:07 to go in the game. It's Northview 47, Terre Haute North 41. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family.
You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Terre Haute North High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We're glad that you're tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute. We're at FM 99.5 in Terre Haute. We're at AM 1130 or FM 106.9 in Brazil. And we're also on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Brevin Cooper's got 7 points, a block, and 2 steals here in just the fourth quarter, Dave, to spark this run by the Knights.
So now Terre Haute North will inbounds the ball with Matt Gower off to Mark Hankins. On the left side, a cross-court pass, Bryson Carpenter. It somehow hit the goal, and then somehow Matt Gower just came up with a 3-point shot. Wow, they made the best of a bad situation. Caleb Swearingen takes it all the way down court. He missed the layup. Rebound put back is good by Brevin Cooper. How about that?
Mr. Hustle gets it again.
49-44. Northview leads by 5. Minute 35 to go in the game. Mark Hankins off now to Bryson Carpenter. Carpenter off to Mark Hankins. Minute 24 left in the game. Carpenter takes it in, and he missed the shot, but he draws the foul.
Foul's going to be called on Cooper. That's his fourth.
So Brevin Cooper gets the personal. That'll send Bryson Carpenter to the free throw line, where he is 3 of 4 tonight. So he'll shoot 2. First free throw shot is up, and it is no good. Tonight's game, a service of York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Free throw shot by Carpenter is good. So that cuts the Knights' lead to 4, 49-45. Full court pressure by the Patriots. They break the press. Caleb Swearingen, man, he got away with a combination of a drag in his foot, but he had people all over him, too.
Should have been a foul. Instead, it's a timeout. Coach Byram gets one. He's going to get a 30-second timeout. Save the possession.
On the Great Dane scoreboard with 106 to go in the game, 49-45 Northview leads. Let's just keep it right here.
Wow, Dave. What a run here by the Knights in the fourth quarter.
Oh, it's a 60-second break.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a 30-second timeout. We'll come back to Terre Haute North after this 30-second break on WAMB.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Terre Haute North High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 1:06 left in this ballgame as Northview has come back from some big deficits to take a 4-point lead. Now can they hold on? 49-45.
It's a big win going into this break, Dave. This will really help the Knights to get set up for the WIC next Friday and get prepared for this February. February's brutal for the schedule if you look at the Knights.
Inbounds play set to go for Northview. It'll be Tyler Hess. Inbounds play, but Brevin Cooper still has it. The ball almost got away for a moment. Caleb Swearingen has it, and now they're going to foul him. It'll stop the clock with 59 seconds to go in the game.
Bryson Carpenter's called with the foul, his second. Team's 23rd, but it's 10th on the scoreboard.
So at the free throw line will be Caleb Swearingen. He's 4 of 4 tonight. Free throw shot is up and good. 50 to 45. Northview leads by 5. A chance to increase the lead to 6 if Swearingen can make this one. Free throw shot is up. It's no good. And ball tapped away. It was almost saved by Cade Bryan, but instead it's tapped into Terre Haute North. They'll bring it down court. Bryson Carpenter off to Noah Crosley. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound picked up by Brevin Cooper. Down court, a fast break. Caleb Swearingen tries the layup. He missed it, but he draws the foul. It'll stop the clock with 41 seconds to go.
Foul's on number 24. That's his
Noah Crosley.
Foul.
Yep, Noah Crosley with his second. So Swearingen will be shooting two. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page, Timeless Classics, WAMB, and like us. We'd love to have your comments about tonight's broadcast, and if you like us, we can always keep you posted on future nights' broadcasts as well as local news. And the next free throw shot by Caleb Swearingen is good. 52-45, a seven-point lead for Northview. 35 seconds left in the game. Carpenter down court, in the lane, five-footer in the middle of the lane is no good.
Cooper fouls out.
And Brevin is out of the game. So Brevin Cooper leaves the game. He has a total of 11, 12, 13, 15 points, it looks like.
And the five fouls he got were all hustle fouls.
12 of those 15 points in the second half.
Yeah, but they were all hustle fouls. It wasn't like they were, you know, it was lazy fouls.
So Ethan DeHart will go into the game now for the Knights. Don't forget Friday night girls basketball. The WIC crossover game at 7:15 features a rematch. Cloverdale taking on Northview. Brad and Jake will have the coverage for you here on WAMB as Bryson Carpenter makes the free throw. He's made 5 of 6 tonight. We got a timeout called by Northview. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 32 seconds to go in the game, 52-46 in favor of the Knights. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Bryson Carpenter at the line for Terre Haute North. Free throw shot is up. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Carson Gettle for Northview and a whistle blown with 29 seconds to go in the game. And a foul will be called against Mark Hankins. That'll be his second. So, Knights trying to hold on to a six-point lead and perhaps add to it as Cade Bryan, who's 0 for 1 tonight, will go to the free throw line, and the shot is up and good.
Cade with that really quick release. Nobody's prepared for it. You watch. As soon as the official gets in the ball, he shoots it.
It's in the air again. Missed it. 53-46. Seven-point lead. So it's going to take three possessions for North to try to win it. That's going to be pretty tough. 19 seconds left as a three-point shot goes up. It is short, but Hankins gets the rebound for North. He tries to put it back up. It's short. North coaches are screaming there should have been a foul. And now with 8.8 seconds to go in the game.
What was called?
I'm not quite sure. It's about as clear as mud on the floor right now.
This official don't even know what was called.
Well, either way, North's going to get the ball, but it's not going to matter. Seven-point lead with 8.8 seconds to go. Bryson Carpenter gets it out to Noah Crosley. He puts it up, and he missed it. Rebound out. North's going to get it, but it's not going to matter. Three-point attempt, no good. And that's the ball game. What a win for Michael Byram and the Northview Knights. Your final score on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 53. Terre Haute North, 46. The Knights improved to 10 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Patriots even their record at 7-7. And wow, they've beat the champion of the Wabash Valley Classic. How about that? Let's take a 2-minute timeout. Stay tuned. Our postgame show coming up. We'll talk to Michael Byram, the head coach, And we'll also announce our player of the game, sponsored by Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Stay tuned. Back to Terre Haute North in 2 minutes on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you could start saving, which means you could start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
This is Josh Keady from the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Brazil. As the steel goes up, our prices go down. During the Start Something New sales event, new Renegades as low as $169 per month. New Ram 1500 Tradesman Crew Cabs as much as $10,000 off. And the new Gladiator Sport S as low as $329 per month. Come see us at US Highway 40 in Brazil, where we'll show you why we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Terre Haute North High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace as Northview gets a huge win tonight, 53-46 over the host Patriots. Quarter scores look like this. The Knights trailed 13-4 at the end of the first quarter. The Knights trailed by 11 at halftime, 27-16. Knights trailed by 5 at the end of 3, 36-31. But they put it together in the fourth quarter to win 53-46.
What a great night of scoring for the Knights. Brevin Cooper with 15 points. Kate Bryan with 14. Caleb Swearingen, 13. Carson Gettle with 6. Off the bench, 5 points combined. 3 for DeHart, 2 for Fowler. The Knights shot the ball really well from the free throw line. Just in the second half, they were 11 for 17. 7 for 12 from the floor and 4 from 8 from beyond the arc in the second half. For the losing side for Terre Haute North Patriots, 17 points for Dalton Sturm, 19 points for Matt Gower, 5 for Bryson Carpenter, 4 for Mark Hankins, and 1 for Makai Johnson. The Knights with the 53-46 win, Dave. I've got Terre Haute North with 7 turnovers and the Knights with only 4.
Here comes the man of the hour, Coach Michael Byram. This ought to be a fun interview.
It's the one we've been waiting on all year. This is going to be a good interview here with Coach.
Coach, that's probably the best win since you've been to Northview, wouldn't you say? Wouldn't that be one of the bigger ones?
Well, you know what? That's a 12-year drought we just ended
tonight.
That's
right. Yeah.
So I think, yep. All wins are great. All wins are great. But, you know, we've battled and we want respect. We feel like we're one of the better teams around. And in order to do that, you got to show it. And you got to do it against the big boys. And I'm very proud of our effort, especially in the second half. I mean, first half, we missed open shot after open shot. And that, I mean, mentally, that can play some games on your mind. And but we stuck in there and we finally played our game in the second half.
What did you tell the kids in the locker room just now?
Well, at halftime, we talked about our wants. Like our want to be a great team, our want to get respect, just our wants, and wanting to win a game. And we talked about how our wants have to be bigger than the obstacles. Like we can't let the obstacles get bigger than our wants. And I've just told them how proud I am for them digging in and finding a way for us to get ourselves into the game and then going ahead and winning it.
Well, it's a great win for your club, so can't congratulate you enough. And then you look at your balanced attack. You had three players in double figures, but we kind of think Brevin Cooper kind of was the one that got things rolling late in the game.
Brev is one of the most competitive kids in the state, I promise you. At halftime, he had seven rebounds. I don't know what he ended the game with. But
he had two block shots, and when do you get that from Brevin Cooper?
Yeah, you know, but Brevin, I mean, not only do we rely on him to defend and rebound, but we also rely on him to handle the ball and get ourselves situated in sets and things like that, and that's exhausting within itself. I thought Brevin, he gave us energy.
He tied up four rebounders for jump balls underneath Terre Haute North's basket, and, you know, the spark of energy that he puts on the basketball floor, if you could just flow that into the rest of the team, wow. And if he was a foot taller, what would we be talking? Which Division I's he going to?
Exactly. But we talk about it all the time about what just takes one play. Just one play to kind of ignite a run and change the momentum. And Brev, he was out there to try to make those one plays for us tonight.
Any other thoughts you want to share with the fans, especially a lot of them in the car driving home from this game? Anything you want to share?
You know what? I mean, our crowd has been great all year long, and we truly do appreciate all the support that we get. I mean, it doesn't matter if we're at home or on the road.
You had a bigger crowd than North did tonight.
You know, our fans show up and support us. They know what great young men we have and how hard we work. And I think we play an exciting brand. I mean, it's not always pretty every night. But you know what? We play hard and we play together, and I think that's good stuff.
What's the plan for the big break now?
You know what? Tomorrow we're going to – starting tomorrow, we'll get ourselves right. We got to clean up on some things. Saturday I'll give them off. They don't know that yet. Like the varsity guys, those guys need to get their legs underneath them. And then we got two big games next week we got to start getting ready for on Monday.
Okay. Well, Coach, congratulations. Great win for your club. 10-5. I like the sound of that.
I do, too.
All right, pal. We'll see you in a week or so.
Sounds good.
Thank you. All right. Michael Byram, big win for the Northview Knights tonight as they pick up a win over the Terre Haute North Patriots by a score of 53-46. When we come back, we will be announcing our player of the game, sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad for your next insurance quote at 812-208-3244. Back after these messages.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're back at Terre Haute North High School, where the Northview Knights end a big drought against the host Patriots. 13 years since we beat North, is that what he said?
Yeah, this is the first time in 12 years. We beat them 13 years ago.
How about that? So a big win for Northview, 53-46, the final score. Time now to announce our player of the game, presented by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, and player of the game?
Well, I mean, Coach even said it. Brevin Cooper had an outstanding game. He leads this team in hustle. He leads this team in defensive spark. Tonight, he led the team in offensive spark. He had more block shots than a kid foot taller than he did. And you know what? The kid has a heart bigger than his body. Great family. You know, just an all-around great athlete. He's a great student. I'm pretty sure he's high on a roll every time it comes out. Not only tonight was he the player of the game, right now he's the leader of this Northview Knights team.
So congratulations again to the Northview Knights. Final score 53-46 as the Knights improved to 10-5. Our next boys broadcast won't be until, what, a week
January
from Friday?
January 31st.
Yeah, so January 31st we will be playing against Cloverdale. That will be at home. That'll be a 7:15 broadcast time. Meantime, we've got a couple of girls' games, Cloverdale versus Northview this Friday night. That'll be a 7:15 start. You can tune in for that one. And that will be at Cloverdale. And then Tuesday, the Lady Knights are at home against Clay City. That'll be a 7:15 start, too. And then this Sunday, 5 o'clock, we'll have the coverage from the IHSAA Champions Network. It is the pairing show. Find out who all the local teams will be playing when the girls' sectional starts in a couple of weeks.
Here's a little stat, Dave. In 2002, Coach Mitch Lancaster knocked off West Vigo 82-49. Terre Haute North 74-67 and Terre Haute South 73-66 and beat Terre Haute South in the sectional 61-55. So 2002-3 season was the last time the Knights have swept Vigo County.
How about that? So they've got a chance to do that if they can beat South later in the season. Well, Brad, a great night for the Knights fans. Maybe they're going to have a pizza party later. You never know.
I'll make sure it happens. You wait and see.
Want to thank our studio producer, Dennis Porter. And we want to thank you for listening, as well as our clients for making it possible. Always thank our sponsors. If you get a chance to see them and let them know you appreciate them bringing Knights sports back to local radio, we definitely appreciate their investment, and we hope you'll get out and support the Knights whenever you can. But when you can't make it, we'll have coverage for you here on Timeless Classics WAMB. For Brad Wallace, I'm Dave Crook saying so long until next time.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're a neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Root Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil, they're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. And Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highways 40 and 340 in Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.